Thank you, President Yi. Good evening to everyone in the audience and those of you watching at home. It's good to have you back in the country, President Yi. So I have a few announcements this evening. First and foremost, in the area of very good news, I'd like to remind everyone that due to the diligent effort of Supervisor David Campos and other supervisors at City Hall, we now have free Muni transportation for all students 17 years old and under from low-income families. Again, this speaks very highly of our community as San Franciscans, that we recognize the need for this for our students. But there is an early application period, and this message is critically important to all students in our communities, that all schools currently have in six languages applications for students to apply for the Muni Pass. So we are going to encourage you to please, please, please ask for this pass, this application at your school site. It's available in six languages. We're going to encourage you to fill it out. If this application comes from the school, you will not have to turn in additional documentation proving your age. So it behooves you, students, to do this and do this early. So we're going to encourage you to do that. And again, we want to thank all of our elected officials, including members of the Board of Education, for supporting this important benefit to the students in our community. I also have some updates for the community. We will be launching our new student information system, which is called Synergy, very soon. Synergy is a web-based portal that provides school communities with access to reports and data related to student achievement. It will support the efforts in using real-time data to ensure that our goals of access, equity, and achievement and accountability are met. It's a necessary step as we support our students with 21st century learning skills, and Synergy will be available for the 2013-2014 school year, and our school staff has already begun, but will really dive into in earnest the process of training this spring. So be on the lookout for additional information regarding Synergy very soon. Getting to the core, ladies and gentlemen, many of you have received in the mail this report, which is called our 2011-2012 SFUSD report, Getting to the Core. You've received this in the mail, and thanks to the generous funding from the San Francisco Foundation, the Herbst Foundation, and the California Masonic Foundation, this report will demonstrate how our students are progressing in a few key quantitative measures that represent elementary school through graduation and enrollment in college. You will also read about some of the priority work that's taken place this past school year. And when the San Francisco Board of Education adopted our strategic plan in 2008, we committed to sharing our progress towards our goals. There are multiple ways that we share our progress at public committees and Board of Education meetings and through the media and on our website. But getting to the core is just one more way that we offer a glimpse into the important and challenging work that we are doing in our schools to our community. And it really highlights the important work that our staff is doing each and every day. To this report, and I want to emphasize this, there are also links where you can click or you can log on to the web and go deeper and find more information online. We hope this is as useful to you as it is to us. And again, I'm truly grateful to be part of a vibrant community and a school system that's not afraid of accountability. In terms of celebrations, I'd also like to recognize the National Blue Ribbon Schools. And we are pleased to announce this evening that two of our schools have recently been named National Blue Ribbon Schools. Now, this is a national recognition awarded by the U.S. Department of Education to schools that show exemplary progress in supporting students academically. This evening, we will recognize Lowell High School as one of our National Blue Ribbon Schools. And in addition, Alice Fong U Elementary School is the second school to be recognized with a National Blue Ribbon designation. They couldn't be here this evening, but we will recognize them at a meeting in the future. In addition, speaking of Alice Fong U, the principal of Alice Fong U, Mrs. Liana Zito, was awarded the Terrell H. Bell Award for Outstanding School Leadership. We will be recognizing Lowell High School in a few moments, as I mentioned. And I mentioned Alice Fong, you couldn't be here. They have a basketball championship game. and we'll recognize him at a board meeting probably January 8th. So congratulations to Lowell High School and to Alice Fong. You, we are very proud of you. Thank you for what you've done for our kids. A couple of quick other announcements. This evening was a particular treat, not only because we have a board meeting, but before the board meeting, we had the opportunity, actually the honor, of having the dinner catered by the John O'Connell Pro Start Culinary Arts Program, led by their chef and instructor, Daniel Schroeder. I can tell you that the menu consisted of roasted cauliflower with celery root and sweet onion puree grown in the John O'Connell garden. And the entree was Moroccan-style lamb sirloin with charmoula béarnaise, white beans, braised greens from the O'Connell garden, tomato and garlic. If it sounds yummy, it was yummy. And the dessert was a creme. Okay, I'm going to mess this one up. Anglaise over poached Dijon pears and shortbread cookies. You know it's good when you can't pronounce it. So on behalf of all of us, I want to say to our students, thank you so much. Please check SFUSD_soup, S-U-P-E. I posted a picture. I tweeted a picture of our fabulous chefs. So I want to thank them for a wonderful dinner this evening. And
yes.
And a few congratulations are in order. And I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate our very own Commissioner Jill Wins, who is the immediate past president of the California School Boards Association, and helped to put on an outstanding conference for the entire state of California just a couple of weeks ago here in San Francisco, where school districts throughout our state learned more about the role of school boards, school districts, legal counsel, and how the components work together to help school districts achieve. I'm very proud to say that our very own President Jill Wins led CSBA during one of the most difficult eras in the state of California's history, and she racked an impressive list of accomplishments as CSBA president, not the least of which was the passage of Proposition 30. So, Jill, thank you for the millions of children that benefited from your leadership. I'd also like to recognize our very own Dr. Emily Morassi, who's been selected to participate as our representative in the Japanese American Leadership Delegation Program, which provides the opportunity for a select, and I'm talking very select group nationally, of Japanese American leaders from across the United States to travel to Japan and to engage with Japanese leaders in business, government, academia, nonprofit, and cultural sectors. So thank you for representing us, Dr. Morassi. We're very proud of the fact that you will be in Japan representing our interests. And last but not least, I would like to, on behalf of all of us in the school district, extend a hearty congratulations to our president, President Norman Yee, for being elected the new supervisor for District 7 and securing his seat. We know it was a long process, but good things are worth waiting for, sir. President Yee has served on the Board of Education for nearly 8 years, and we are greatly appreciative of his work, his support, his dedication to the school district, and we wish you nothing but the best and success as a supervisor here in San Francisco. It's good to have one of our own across the street. Congratulations. Another one of our own. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to wish everyone, from all of us here to everyone out there, a very happy holidays. We hope that you enjoy your time with your family, that you get plenty of rest, that you enjoy lots of good food, and that you have a safe holiday break, and you come back rested, rejuvenated, and ready to go for a wonderful 2013. Have a great evening.